A million new college graduates will be hitting the job market in the next few weeks, and it won't be easy to land that first job. With the economy stalled, employers remain hesitant to hire. A few sectors are picking up, but as NPR's Elaine Corey reports, for many college seniors, graduate school is looking better all the time.
When this year's crop of graduates started college, jobs were plentiful. But gone are the days when a diploma from an elite school such as the University of California at Berkeley guaranteed a plum position.
Next Tuesday, she'll be doing drop-ins from 3 to 4. Okay? And she's doing drop-ins today from 3 to 4.
At UC Berkeley's Career Center, counseling sessions are filling up fast. Students pore over job listings online or flip through fat binders with titles like Careers in Criminal Justice. Farouk Afaso is a 21-year-old senior who's looking for work in a nonprofit or local government.
It's been pretty rough, so I've become pretty anxious about that.
Afaso, a history major who graduates later this month, has run into fierce competition.
I've had probably around 10 job interviews, and they kind of are never ending. Like, you'll get called back for a second interview and sometimes a third interview. And so it's really stressful and it's really tiring because you never know when they're going to offer you a position or if they're going to offer you a position or if they're just going to keep interviewing you forever.
Afaso has excellent grades and a number of internships under his belt. The one job he was offered required a 5-year commitment, and because he may go to graduate school, he had to pass. Tom Devlin, director of UC Berkeley's Career Center, says he's heard the same lament from hundreds of students.
They've been working hard for 4 years trying to achieve this employment portfolio. They are hitting a brick wall. There was a time where all they saw was help wanted signs. Now they're seeing very few of those opportunities.
A recent survey by the National Association of Colleges and Employers confirms that companies have put the brakes on hiring new grads. More than 40% of private employers said they plan to cut college hiring this year. The forecast from government and nonprofit sectors was even worse, with 70% reporting cutbacks. Good luck finding a job in engineering or a utility. They had the biggest declines. The service sector may pick up slightly from last year, but the association's Camille Luckenbaugh says in context, there's not much to celebrate.
Consulting services firms, for example, because they're seeing this increase does not necessarily mean that they're having a phenomenal year. They were down in their hiring by almost 90% last year, so they almost have nowhere to go except up.
In fact, UC Berkeley's Tom Devlin says seniors have had the experience of last year's class to draw upon.
The advantage to this graduating class is they saw what happened to the class of 2002 and how the market suddenly dropped. So when this year began, our students were very realistic.
At the Career Center, senior Chris Yu, who majored in molecular cell biology, isn't too pessimistic about his prospects.
I think if you look hard enough, you can find something. It's just that you're probably not going to be able to find exactly what you're looking for. You know, so you have to be a little bit more flexible. Like, pay, for instance, probably is not going to be exactly what you're looking for.
With persistence and the right attitude, most seniors will eventually land a job. Still, many of them are postponing the whole ordeal. At UC Berkeley, 1 in 5 seniors is applying to graduate school. That's a jump from recent years. Elaine Corey, NPR News, San Francisco.